Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts. This is the third and final little segment that I was talking about as we say the Lord's Prayer. Not every translation has it, but the King James, the New King James, the New English Version, they all have this. When you've heard me pray the Lord's Prayer, you heard me say, deliver us from the evil one. And that's what I wanted to talk about the last, because the evil one is alive and well. He is the God of this world. And we're talking about light, hoping that it does conquer darkness, and the light of Christ, which is we're in the Advent season now, does that. So, drawing to a close for this little segment, I want to share with you some specific rays of light and hope to anchor us until the next time we meet. You know, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent from above, is life, and the life was the light of people. The light shines into the darkness, John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. So may we truly see the light of Christ during this Advent season. And I want us to gain and hold on to the ultimate perspective. This light and our Heavenly Father are uncreated, having existence forever. Isaiah chapter 57, 1 Timothy 6. Whereas Satan originated as a created spiritual being and became a traitor, basically, to the kingdom of God, Ezekiel 28. And guess who ultimately triumphs? Now, this isn't rocket science. We are dealing with two different spheres of existence. God and Christ are omnipotent in this regard. And one of the specific reasons that Jesus was sent to the earth was to destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. So Jesus was simply not just a teacher going around uttering clever and witty parables, although he did that. He was great. He was sent to put Satan out of business, and he did that too. Although, you know, you can fall into that Satan trap if you want to, but you don't need to, because on the altar of Golgotha, the victory was won, and now only the details need to be worked out. And one matter that is clear is that Jesus' second coming, Satan will be crushed, Romans 16:20. But that glorious triumph is then. What about now? For those of us striving to heed Jesus' invitation to follow me, an increasing, darkening society. On the last night of Jesus' human life, Jesus personally was praying to his Father for us. You've heard me say that many times. Well, yeah, the Lord's Prayer that he taught to the disciples, but in my humble opinion, the real Lord's Prayer is in John chapter 17. I hope sometime you take time to read it. And this is what he said in verse 15. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, he's talking about us, but you should keep them from the evil one. Jesus was practicing in his prayer what he had initially preached to the disciples about seeking our deliverance from the evil one. His loving consistency towards us is overwhelming. His committal prayer for our spiritual protection was not based on fear, but offered in a faith-filled confidence that his Father, our Father, which art in heaven, would open our eyes regarding the foe of his kingdom, and guard our hearts and strengthen our resolve to put nothing before him. So here then is this one simple follow me action item for us to embrace and express to the only one who can empower us for the journey ahead. Seek the light, praying to God for help and deliverance. And when do you need to start? Today, now. And as you do, please pray as well. Father, your kingdom come. Well, I had been thinking about this, and then lo and behold, Lamb and Lion Ministries, which I follow, it's one of the ministries that focus a lot on Bible prophecy, and I was thinking about this last segment, Deliver Us from the Evil One. I run across this article, and I never knew this, and I hope and pray you bear with me a minute. I want to share it with you, because they titled the article, Have You Been Deceived by the Judas Goat? Huh. In the late 1800s and the early 1900s in our country, slaughterhouses had a very valuable asset. They had a goat that was trained to lead the sheep to slaughter. This prized possession was called the Judas goat. You know, Judas is the one that betrayed Jesus. This Judas goat, like its namesake, was used for a tool of deception. 100 years ago, think about that. Slaughterhouses were often designed in multi-level structures. And it took nearly an impossible task for the humans to lead sheep up the ramp to the higher levels of the slaughterhouses. So the Judas goat was trained to do so. They would place a bell around the goat's neck and it walked up the ramp. And guess what? The sheep would apathetically follow the goat into the slaughterhouse blindly, walking directly to their demise. We live in a day and time in our world now, unfortunately, as you heard me say, well, next time I'm going to talk about the devil goes to church. Unfortunately, the church has a lot of Judas goats leading people astray. And Jesus said, not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord, do I know. Remember that scripture? So marching directly to their own devise. Jesus' goats are the ones who place themselves above the needs of the flock. You know, we are all like sheep and it's gone astray. I just find it was a wonderful, wonderful article. And they ask a question, why do sheep follow the Judas goat? And 2 Timothy chapter 4 provides an answer. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled. And they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their desires and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn to myths. Well, that's happening in our society now. But if you would like to log on to Lamb and Lion Ministries, you can Google it and you can find the website. That's what it's called, Lamb and Lion Ministries. So, you know, one of the things that we do, we pray that all people will come to know the saving grace of God. But we got to be, like John the Baptist, we got to be witnesses and we got to be using our testimony to help people. So there's a lot of people on our prayer line and list and that need prayer, a touch from God. And the good news is you don't need a preacher. You don't need an 800 number. Since Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross, the veil in the temple was rent in two. What's that mean, preacher? It means you no longer need a priest to go into the Holy of Holies and plead your case with animal sacrifices and the witch. Jesus paid the price. And when he gave up the ghost on the cross, that veil preventing access for the normal people was rent in two. So God wants to talk to you. You want to talk to God. All you got to do is say, hey, Lord, I want to talk to you in Jesus' name, and he will listen. You can either pray audibly, out loud, or you can pray spiritually. You know, the Bible says in Psalms, be still and know that I'm God. And when you're still, your spirit connects with God's spirit. So learn to pray. I hope and pray that everybody within the sound of my voice knows how to pray, because it's just talking to God. And he's our Father. He's our life giver. He's everything. And we have direct access to him in Jesus' name. Take advantage. Don't let this world creep in on you. So we close this little segment. Anytime you want to talk to me, I don't have all the answers, but God has changed my life, and I'm willing to share my testimony, the joy, the hope, and the grace that I have found in Christ with anybody, because that's really where it's all about. This little time on this earth is very short, And you got to decide where you want to spend eternity. Oh, yeah, eternity? Yeah. There is such a thing as eternal life. And it's up to you where you want to spend it. Either with God or the Judas goat, whichever. Well, we close this segment with a prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. God loves you, and we all say, Amen.